Well, it's Friday again, so let's have another wee chat. Hello and welcome to a podcast from the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose. I hope everybody is holding up okay. It is Friday the 3rd of April 2020 and New Zealand is at level 4 lockdown for the 9th day now and our borders have been closed for 15 days. As of today, according to the Ministry of Health website, New Zealand has reported 772 cases confirmed, 96 cases are suspected and there has been one death. There are 13 people in hospital, one of whom is in ICU in a stable condition. For those of you working in urgent care here in New Zealand, I'm sure you have all been sharing the same experiences of lockdown. Urgent care clinics and emergency departments have become very quiet in this first week. There are testing clinics around the region, some have become respiratory illness assessment clinics, and these have been quite busy at times, but in general it seems that keeping people at home has reduced the injury rates, and by not mixing kids in daycare, kindy and school, we have seen less of the typical coughs, colds, impetigos, etc. It will be interesting to see how this affects the winter as and when social isolation is reduced, but it does make me realise how when humans spend long amounts of time together in schools, pop concerts, aeroplanes, shopping centres and the like, infections seem to flourish. Maybe a consequence of the current situation will be that in future, people will pay attention to hand washing, cleaning communal surfaces in supermarkets, and in maintaining good cough etiquette, and we might see a healthier nation over winters as a result. Perhaps. I must say that despite the quiet clinics here in New Zealand at the moment, it feels like the medical community is maintaining good morale. The community is engaging with each other and trying to find solutions. There are sadly parts of the world that are really under the pump at this time, and many of our medical colleagues are working flat out, often with reduced supplies, and many have become unwell in the process. From down here in the South Pacific, with our borders closed, it feels like we're floating on a large life raft, adrift from the rest of the world. We do have a way to go before we eradicate this disease from our shores, but at this moment, I'm grateful that I'm not in some of the world's hotspots, and I wish all our medical colleagues around the world all the best at this time. Now, I just wanted to talk about some feel-good stories and news. Following on from last week's podcast, just a little reminder that I am keen to hear any of your stories from the community that you found uplifting and inspiring at this time. But firstly, a personal experience by myself that showed me how important it is for us to remember that at this time, treating the whole patient is more important than ever. I recently saw an elderly man who had been diligently self-isolating alone at home. He had, however, been going out on his bike for daily exercise, keeping to bike tracks and away from people, and it was on one of these trips that he unfortunately took a tumble. An ambulance was called and they recognised that he needed an x-ray. Yet being alone at home with no family or transport, they also recognised the issue of keeping this man isolated and getting him home again. Through liaising with us, we were able to see and treat this gentleman quickly, enabling the same paramedics who brought him to return him home. He had minimal time in a medical facility, had a very quick x-ray, and they even arranged for his bike to be safely delivered home. It was wonderful to see our paramedic colleagues thinking beyond his initial need, seeing the solution and making sure this man was not waiting long periods for treatment and transport. These sorts of things happen daily, pandemic or not, but the importance of these sorts of gestures are greater in times like this. So hats off, as ever, to St John's. In non-medical related good news stories, it has been interesting to see reports from NASA and climate scientists about how air quality has been improving under lockdown around the world. The canals of Venice are clear, and the CO2 levels in China have dropped significantly. I was also delighted to see a video of endangered hawksbill sea turtles recently hatch on a Brazilian beach and making their way into the sea unimpeded, as the lockdown in Brazil has meant the beaches are empty. It really does seem as though, as humans retreat into lockdown, the natural world is finding some freedom to flourish. And this was amusingly demonstrated, unless that is you were a hedge owner, in the small town of Llandudno in North Wales. With the streets empty of cars and people, the Kashmiri goats that roam wild on the surrounding hills ventured down into town for a night on the tiles, and they were videoed eating the well-manicured garden hedges of the local houses, lining up as if they were sitting at a sushi bar. But there are loads of good human news stories out there too. Streets holding socially distant tea parties and catching up over a cup of tea from their front doors, making sure lonely old people are being involved. And in New Zealand, we're all putting out teddy bears for kids to spot when they're going on their daily walk or bike ride. And of course, the national round of applause for the NHS in the UK was wonderful to see. So at the moment, things in the urgent care front here in New Zealand are slow. I personally do not think that this will always be the case, so whilst we wait to see if the current measures have contained this disease, it is important that we all ensure we are well rested, well fed and exercised. If things pick up and we get busy, being physically prepared makes all the difference in helping prevent personal infections. Being tired is associated with worse outcomes if you get sick, and also if you're tired, you will make more mistakes, not just clinically, but in routine things like putting on your PPE. So for those of you in New Zealand, now is the time to take stock, stay well, and be ready. Now, we do have some podcasts planned, and these will be recorded as and when we get people together. I do apologise that this Friday is just me nattering about fairly non-clinical things, but at this point in time, for the regular Friday upload, this feels like what is needed. But do keep checking the feed, and we will hopefully have some more educational stuff coming up soon. And do please email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz if you have any heartwarming stories to tell. So take care of yourselves, and thanks for listening.